It was just over 18 months ago when the Army Inspector General released a bombshell report that led to the ouster of the top management at Arlington National Cemetery. The IG found more than 200 mismarked gravesites, improper handling of fallen service members' remains, and what the IG called a deplorable management climate. With a new management team and a whole lot of other changes in place, it's a different story today, according to Lieutenant General Peter Vangel, the Army Inspector General.
In short, the mismanagement and deficiencies reported to you in the June 2010 IG report have been relegated to the past, and Arlington is transitioning from successful crisis management to sustained excellence.
In the 2010 report, Vangel's office identified 61 deficiencies. By the time it finished a reinspection at Arlington at the end of last year, it found not a single one. The Government Accountability Office, working under orders from Congress, conducted a similar review. They also found there's been a huge turnaround at Arlington, though there's more work to do. And GAO's Brian Lepore says the most important thing is sustaining the progress that's been made.
One of the key things from where I sit is going to be ensuring that the changes that have been made to date are sustainable and will outlive the current leadership team. And I think, to their credit, the review that we did suggests they have begun that process of pivoting, if you will, from going through the crisis, working through the crisis, and beginning to put in place the kinds of policies, procedures, and systems should outlive the current leadership team, so we don't ever have a situation again where it takes Herculean efforts from very dedicated senior people to make this work.
So what did Arlington do? For starters, according to the Army IG, the new management team, led by Executive Director Kathy Condon, moved quickly to fix badly damaged relationships between the cemetery's management and its workforce.
The previous insular environment that contributed to mismanagement and substandard performance at Arlington no longer exists. The executive director has established a positive work environment, emphasizing cooperation, coordination, and collaboration. Workforce surveys taken as part of the 2011 inspection reflected steadily improving morale, unity, and organizational effectiveness.
Among the other 2010 problems the inspector general found were financial management issues, such as obligated but unexpended funds. The IG found those problems have largely been solved with Arlington's implementation of the Army General Fund Enterprise Business System. The IG had also identified major contracting problems at Arlington. It found contracts were being administered and awarded by personnel with no background or expertise in acquisition policy, and that the cemetery was out of compliance with several Army acquisition regulations. In the meantime, Arlington has brought on board trained contracting officer representatives.
The 2011 inspection team reviewed 25 contracts covering services, engineering, and construction, and found that these contracts are now properly aligned, with contractors possessing the requisite skill sets to perform required work to standard. New acquisitions are subjected to rigorous analysis, pre-award compliance checks, and contract packet reviews for quality assurance. While we still noted some errors in 2011, none were egregious, and the number was significantly less than 2010.
The cemetery also reworked its existing contracts. For example, it had 26 separate service contracts in 2010. That number is now down to 16, and cemetery officials say each recompetition of those contracts has led to final prices that were lower than the government's initial cost estimates. Another big change to contracting has been in the area of information technology. All of Arlington's IT contracts are now being handled through Army Headquarters and the Army Information Technology Agency, ITA. Kathy Condon, Arlington's director, says their work with ITA also let them create a consolidated call center for family members of loved ones who needed to schedule burials.
Before, literally, you know, most of the telephone calls went unanswered. Now every phone call to the cemetery is answered. So I think we have the means to, so our loved ones can schedule their service. So I think that is a great step forward.
Other technology improvements include a new digital database that brings all of Arlington's paper records into the 21st century, accompanied by photos of each gravesite on Arlington's grounds.
We examined, and soldiers from the Old Guard photographed 259,978 gravesites, niches, and markers. In the Accountability Task Force, coupled those photos with existing cemetery burial information that for the first time consolidated 147 years of cemetery records. Records created from logbook entries, paper-based records of interment and grave cards, and computerized burial records. We now have them in an accountable database.
Within the next few months, Condon says, Arlington will finish up work on a smartphone app that will let visitors access information about a particular gravesite, and if they're on the grounds of the cemetery, it'll give them GPS directions to that gravesite. Despite all the accomplishments, Vangel says there's a lot of work to do. He says Arlington needs to continue its work to ensure 100% accountability for the information it has about its gravesites, and the improvements need to be institutionalized in a way that will outlive the current management.
In order to get there, there are some SOPs, documents that need to be done, the documentation so that we can transfer whoever is going to be at Arlington Cemetery. We want to make sure the right procedures and documents are in place to facilitate any transition from the current executive director to one that would follow. The other would be the overall long-term expansion of the cemetery to be able to accommodate the burials.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.